Hey, this is me.
And the Bean.
And you're listening to the Gray Section Podcast.
With Sam.
Don't even remember who I am, but it's me, Sam, and this is the Gray Section Podcast, episode 42. And I did recently celebrate, if you could call it celebrating, the 1 year anniversary of the show, but since I haven't done a show yet in 2007, besides the one I recorded on Christmas Eve that I'm trying to update, not update, upload, what am I saying? And, I'm trying to upload that through Podomatic, but besides for that one, I haven't done a show in 2007, so I didn't want to just go straight into a 1 year anniversary thingy, but maybe I'll do a 50th show thing if I ever get to 50 shows. Maybe by my 2 year anniversary I'll have 50 shows. Who knows? I don't know. I think that's a little bit too much of a goal there. I think I'm striving a little too high. In case you didn't get it, that was sarcasm, but whatever. I have really become the laziest person in the world. I don't know what else to say. I'm just so lazy, and it bugs me that I'm so lazy. But I am. I'm very, 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 very lazy. And I don't know what happened to the studious Samantha and the person who was concerned over getting all her stuff done. Now I'm like, right now I'm on spring break and we go back, today's Tuesday, we go back to school on Thursday and I've done zero work. Well, I tried to do some work, but I just can't do it because I don't even know, I just can't. And it's really bugging me that I've been doing horribly in school and in life lately. But that's a whole nother story that you don't probably even care about right now. I guess I'll try to give you a little bit of an update of my life since the last show, since Christmas. Sheesh, right now it's Easter. We missed Lent and then some. So, in January, bowling ended, and that was sad, and we had midterms, and midterms were just crazy, crazy, and I've had a few birthdays, I've had many family dinners, I've gone up to my cousin's house since last show, went up on Christmas, I think I went up. Did I go up a few days before or a few days after? I don't even remember, but I went up another time around Christmas. I went up for my cousin Caitlin's birthday. I went up over February break, and I went up for my cousin Maeve's birthday. And then I saw them again when they came down here for my uncle's birthday. And then Sunday was Easter, and that was my grandma's birthday. So, it's like everybody's birthdays, and then my friend's birthday was last week, and we have her birthday party next week, and we're going to Six Flags Great Adventure, and I'm so excited! And also, in the time since my last show, I've had, like, just so much school stuff, it's ridiculous, but like I just said, I've become like the laziest person in the world, so even though the amount of schoolwork has increased and has become harder, I've leveled off at my level of performance, so I'm doing worse and worse in school, which I really, like, I keep telling myself, I totally forgot what I was just gonna say. Like, okay, I remembered it. I'm gonna study, I'm going to do all my work, and I'm gonna be really diligent about it, and everything's gonna happen, and everything's gonna get done. Nothing ever gets done. I'm just, like, kidding myself, thinking that I'm gonna do all that, because no, I don't do all that. I just sit at home and do nothing. And I'm really, like, kind of pissed off at myself for being that way, but I can't help it. Please don't hurt me. Yeah. So, and you know, instead of like being really diligent about school lately, I've been really into music. Like, I'll just listen to my iPod. I could listen to it all day. I could listen to Mika, who's a great, great artist, and I wish he was pod safe because I'd play his whole CD. But I don't want to get sued, so I'll just tell you to go download Mika because he's great. Who else do I love? Oh, yeah, I don't even know. I have my iPod right here. I could look at all this stuff and see. I'm in the middle of listening to T-Pain, and I'm really trying to get caught up because I'm like 20 episodes behind, and it's really kind of sad. Yeah, so let's see. Who is on my good playlist here? Not that playlist. A different playlist. Talking to myself. Hello Goodbye of Montreal. Oh my gosh. Of Montreal has this, like, wicked, this just, like, such a silly song. It's called When a Man is in Love with a Man. And it's just, like, so funny. Who else is good? Oh, this is all Mika. And then we have, that's more Hello Goodbye. Amy Winehouse is really good. And, another song that I have on here that I really want to play for you guys, and I guess I could play it right now, because it's pod safe, yes, is, called White Daisy Passing by Rocky Votolato. And maybe I played this for you before on the show, but that would have been, like, a year ago, and you probably don't remember it unless you kept all the old episodes and listen to them over and over again, and I like be afraid if you did that, so I'm just gonna play it, and I hope you like it. So this is White Daisy Passing by Rocky Votolato, and maybe I'll even have a link in the show notes to like the PodSafe Music Network where you can download it. Like, whoa, that'd be totally a great thing for me to do. So yeah. I guess here it is, White Daisy Passing by Rocky Votolato.
Please slow it down. There's a secret magic password that you only notice when you're looking back. Bottom of the ocean, 'cause I couldn't let go, and the water hit the setting sun. Passing white daisies, taking turns. Close the door, walk into the street, catching raindrops on your tongue. And for a minute it all stops, but it won't last, man, just a passing moment gone. Please, please slow it down. There's a secret place that I know. I could dig a grave out and climb underground for good. And all I want to do is turn. Sleep on the bottom of the ocean, 'cause I couldn't let go when the water hit the setting sun. Passing white daisies, taking turns. All those evenings on the back deck of our first apartment, they meant everything, but the carry them off, and you can't go back now, just a passing moment gone. Please, please slow it down. There's a secret magic past world that you only notice when you're looking back at it. All I wanna do is turn around. I'm going down to sleep on the bottom of the ocean, 'cause I couldn't let go when the water hit the setting sun. I couldn't let go of a passing moment gone.
Well, I hope you like that. That was White Daisy Passing by Rocky Volato. And, there's something messed up with my mic. Let me see if I can fix it. I hope I'm not causing permanent damage to your earlobes. Is that good? Yay, it's good. Okay. So while the song was on, I thought of another thing that kind of changed during the time we've been apart. And that was my chem class. My chem class used to be... I'm not going to say that it used to be fun, because it's always been... fun, but I used to sit next to these people in our little corner, and it was me and my friend Samantha, my bestest friend Samantha, and this kid Teddy, who was really, really funny, and Michael, Ryan, and Eric, and they were all really funny too. But now it's sort of been broken up, the little corner, and Samantha and Teddy and Michael have all been shipped off to the other side of the room. I think I said the right names, I don't even know. And then other people have been brought in, and it's just not as fun anymore without them. Like, the class itself is fun, but our little corner, we used to get in trouble for talking, but... it was so fun, and now it's over. It's making me cry. Oh, well. I was just thinking, I'm going to the movies tonight, so I was thinking, what movies have I seen since we last chatted? And it's probably been a lot. I'm thinking... I know within the past, week, I've seen... Blades of Glory, which was so funny, with Will Ferrell and, John Heder, who, in this movie, is so cute. Like, you'd never think that Napoleon Dynamite could ever be cute. He's so cute! And it was just a hilarious movie. You need to see it, right now. And... I've gotten into Jackass, I've seen both movies and some of the shows, and it's just so funny. It's so funny. And if you don't like it, there's something wrong with you. Every guy should like Jackass. If there's a guy out there that doesn't like Jackass, I just won't talk to you. Girls, I understand, because girls are girly, and they don't want to get into the whole bathroom humor kind of that stuff, but some of the things they do are just so funny. Recently, I've also seen Rain Over Me with, who were those people? Adam Sandler and Don Cheadle. And that was really good. I saw Bridge to Terabithia, and it made me cry like a little baby. If you saw that movie, I cried for 5 straight minutes, tears streaming down my face. I thought it was going to be a fun family movie, and I come out of it I should have brought a whole box of Kleenex with me. I didn't know it was going to be that sad. But you should go see it. you should go see it. It was a really good movie. It was just that... oh my gosh, I did not... you didn't expect it to be that sad. But it was. What can I say? What other movies have I seen? I know I've seen more than that. Okay, now I have to go on to. I don't even know what I would go on to see what movies have come out. Oh, jeez. I don't even know. I'm sure I've seen a lot more movies and. Hold on a sec, my mom is calling. She wanted to know what time we had to pick up my friend. In case you didn't catch that my mom was calling me. That was a split like pachang thing. And tonight we're going to see Meet the Robinsons because we're obsessed with it and we need to see it so badly. And speaking of obsessions, I know in the last episode, if I ever get it out, because Podomatic is being stupid. I don't know what the heck is wrong with them. They just like won't upload my episode, but I talked about how I had a new guy obsession, Ryan, who I did just mention was in my chem class. But I don't know, he has a girlfriend and crap, and I don't really want to get into that. I don't want to be like the man stealer. But yeah, I'm just like I'm not gonna say that I don't like him. What is wrong with my headset? Sorry. I don't. Well, okay, this is what I was saying. That I am not gonna say that I don't like him, because I do, but I'm not gonna purposefully break him and his girlfriend up. It's kind of stupid. But I was gonna talk about my new obsession, and that is Dunkin' Donuts. And for any of you that don't have Dunkin' Donuts, and I don't know, Derek, if you know what Dunkin' Donuts is or whatever, but it's kind of like a coffee place, kind of like Starbucks or Tim Hortons in Canada, and I don't know what other places would have it, but I mean, I like whenever I'm going somewhere, I'll say to my mom, "Can we get Dunkin' Donuts? Can we get Dunkin' Donuts?" 'Cause their coffee is addictive. I think they put something in it. And it being named Dunkin' Donuts, they have donuts there, which are awesome. And they have really good muffins. And their bagels are okay. I had one for breakfast the other day, and it was okay. I mean, it's not the greatest bagel in the world. And living in New York, I think I have a pretty good inkling as to what good bagels are. But all in all, it's very good, and it's a lot cheaper than Starbucks, and I think the coffee's better, but yeah. And I actually had Dunkin' Donuts, like I was saying, that bagel the morning that we went to Six Flags over break, because right now I'm on spring break. And I have to say, Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey is one of the greatest parks. It's just got everything. Like, we spent 2 days there and we couldn't fit everything in. Like, there were all these shows and all the, like, the shows are great. The food is okay. We found this one place in, like, the Mexican-ish area near El Toro, which is a roller coaster, but the food there, it was like Mexican food, and it was, I'd say, the best in the park, and it was pretty good. They have like tons of roller coasters and games and attractions, and like they had this 3D SpongeBob SquarePants show that I didn't even know they had there beforehand, and it was like so cute and fun, and I really liked it. And so I'm going back there with more, like, I just went with my family last week. So this Saturday, in a couple of days, I'm going with my friends. And I'm so excited. I'm going for one of my friends' 16th birthday, which is pretty cool. And I don't think I told you guys, whoever you guys are, the audience, this. Oh, jeez, what's that word? Hey, I don't have time to think of words right now, but your like little entity there is you guys, and I don't think I told you guys that for my 16th birthday, which is August 3rd, I'm going to Disney World with my family and three of my friends, one of whom is the one taking everyone to Six Flags this weekend. And so that's going to happen over the summer, and Isa is very excited about it. Yeah, so I've been planning it, and we got our hotel down, and we got all this stuff down, and I'm very excited about it. And I'm excited that I could do a show today, because I haven't done a show in forever. And right now I'm going to work on getting that lost episode out. But after that, hopefully you'll have listened to that one before you listen to this one. But if not, it's not a tragedy. Yeah. So, I guess that's it for episode 42. And I hope I can edit it now and try and get it all out now, because if I don't, it's just gonna sit on my hard drive for months. So, I'm gonna try and get it out. But if I can't, don't come kill me, because, I don't know. Just don't. I like living. Alrighty. Bye-bye.